For the Purpose, Critique, Review, Education, and Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast is proud to positively present.
Welcome to the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host, Nerdling.
And this is New Jersey Mike. This one's a shout out to Mabel. We haven't had too many vaults, but we're still hoping everything gets cleared out.
Let's bring Mabel back next week.
Sounds good. First one in a while. It's like one of those Winnebagos you're getting ready to sell.
Exactly.
We clear it out the cobwebs for the spring. Mabel, you're coming back.
So we are looking at a little person that used to annoy Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. We are talking about the Great Gazoo.
You know what's weird? He was on in the later part of the show when it wasn't in black and white, remember?
Yes.
They went to Vegas, rock on the thing. Kazoo was there. Kazoo, can you make us win? They win.
Yes.
And fighting, I remember. He stopped the fight or something. I mean, Kazoo was just magical.
He was magical. And as a kid, you were this whimsical thing that happened to this little Kazoo guy, Gazoo, and what he could do. Because he could do that. You were curious of what he was going to do next.
What could Kazoo do?
So Kazoo came along in the sixth season of the Flintstones, October 29th, 1965.
Wow.
Fred and Barney, kids, and animals were the only ones who could see him. So that means Betty and Wilma, other adults, they never could see him.
I remember in a few episodes they caught Barney or Fred talking to themselves, and Kazoo's there, but nobody's there, and they're looking at him like, you're crazy.
There'd be times that they would do the flashback. But, you know, Kazoo only appears in 11 episodes of the Flintstones.
Wow.
That's a lot of staying power, you know? And so let's get into this.
Just jump in.
Where he came from, why is he exiled to Earth from his home planet? Here is the first time when Fred and Barney meet the Great Gazoo.
Again, all but my simplest powers gone.
Gee, that's too bad.
Yeah.
And what was the tiny invention?
It was a little button no bigger than your fingernail. But if you pressed it, zam!
Zam?
Zam. Everyone and everything in the universe would go in one multiglorious, instantaneous disintegration. Yeah, don't look so worried. I never intended to use it. It was a status thing. I was the first one on my block to have one. But they didn't believe me either. So, here I am, forced to serve two prehistoric dum-dums until I prove that I'm reformed.
I think I know the answer, but who are the prehistoric dum-dums you are forced to serve?
The dum-dums that feed me, of course. Ridiculous, isn't it? Well, what do you want?
What do us dum-dums want, Fred?
Well, Hey, I get it. We're having a dream, Bon.
Oh, thank goodness. I was getting worried.
You doubt the powers of the Great Kazoo? Take that! And that!
Gee, this is great, but our wives won't recognize us.
Oh, Great Gazoo, could we be back to our normal size, please?
Of course. Your wish is my command.
Okay. Almighty Gazoo, I'd like a big juicy Brunter burger. Hey, it works! How about $20?
Hey, my turn. I want a beautiful new dress for my wife.
Me too. I want a beautiful new dress for my wife.
I'd like a gym set for Bam Bam.
I'd like a new doll for Pebbles.
We need some garden furniture.
We need a new dining room set.
New golf clubs.
A fishing pole.
Bowling ball.
Have your fun, fellas. But take heed, greed brings trouble. Which is now approaching. An officer of the law, I believe.
And you explain all this to him, will you, Gazoo?
I can't. You two are the only ones who can see me. All right, what's going on? What's all this stuff?
Oh, well, it just, But we just found it.
Oh, you found it, huh? Out here in the middle of the road, huh? Right, citation number one, failing to report stolen property.
Oh, this property wasn't stolen, it's ours. We were taking it home.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you were, huh? Right, citation number two, transporting stolen property.
Kazoo, we changed our minds. We don't want this stuff, at least for now.
As you wish. Let's see, what else? Citation number 3. Blocking the road.
Blocking the road? Why, officer, whatever do you mean?
All that stuff is
gone.
Huh? I'll open my eyes and it'll be there again. It's still gone. What happened to it?
Happened to what?
I saw toys and clothes, furniture. I saw it. I really did. I'm not overworked. I don't need a vacation.
But I know one thing. I'm getting out of here. What do you think you are? A comedian or something?
Irresistible impulse.
No wonder they shipped you back.
If I were you two, I wouldn't look a gift sorcerer in the mouth.
Okay. Don't get mad. Hey, we got something big here, Bond, but we gotta learn to use it. Start small and work up gradually. Yeah, start small. Like taking the girls to the Chateau Rockandlou tonight.
Yeah, sounds great to me. Hop in, we'll go tell them. You too, great Gazoo. Gazoo, where did he go? Gazoo!
Please don't shout so. Traveling through all those centuries takes a lot out of a fella. I'm going to sleep.
Sure. As soon as I get this thing turned around, we'll be quiet as mice.
Hold it. I'll never get a nap this way. Hang on.
I can just see the girls' faces when we tell them what we got.
And enjoy the first time Fred and Barney meet the great Gazoo. And you know what's funny is, all right, so I got to say, I've never really noticed it till now that the 5 o'clock shadow, Barney has more 5 o'clock shadow than Fred, but it all goes, I mean, they had the first 5 o'clock shadow, and Homer Simpson pays tribute to them, I think, with that 5 o'clock shadow thing going on there.
All sounds good.
And then also I notice that when he's snapping his fingers, there's that flush out, that power, the magic that goes out. I love that because there's just little things I'm noticing I've never seen before.
That's why we're getting older. We're getting more noticing stuff because it's something positive to dwell on.
So much true. So our next one. Okay, so there was a little life lesson in that little clip there. When Gazoo said, "Be careful, greed can lead to trouble. Get the more stuff you got."
Yeah.
So here is our next clip. This is basically a learning moment where Kazoo teaches Fred and Barney for personal accountability. You're responsible for your own accountability.
You notice how nobody says goodnight to the guys with the dishpan hands? Boy, if I get my hands on that little greed fink Kazoo.
You called, Buster.
Kazoo, where were you?
When?
Tonight! When do you think?
Boy, do you know what we've been through?
Of course not. I've been sleeping.
Oh, that's swell. You just take off and sleep whenever you want to, eh?
How can we count on you when we can't count on you?
Well, it does present a problem, doesn't it? Why don't you try counting on yourselves?
But you said you were supposed to save us, to give us what we want.
My dear fellow, I'm not only undependable, but I'm a bit of a kook. That's why I'm here, remember? I'm being punished.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, look, I don't wish to stay here forever. And since I am supposed to serve you, I will try. But take heed. Don't ask for more than you can handle. You may get it.
See you tomorrow.
Maybe.
Do you think you'll be back?
I don't know, Bond. Might be better if he wasn't. Look at all the trouble he caused us.
He caused us, or we've caused us. I wonder which it really is. I think you'll be back.
It looks that way. Night, Bond.
Good night, Fred.
In here, Fred.
Are you still up, Wilma?
Uh-huh. I've been thinking. Tonight wasn't your fault. It was Betty and mine.
I like that kind of thinking. How come?
Because we pressured you into taking us someplace you couldn't afford.
Oh, but you girls deserve to go.
No, we were wrong, Fred. But thank you for trying to please us.
There's a moral to all this. When two people really care about each other, they have all the magic they need.
What happened to the lights?
I don't know.
Fred, where'd those flowers come from?
A surprise, Wilma. A complete surprise. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises from now on. See what I mean?
Silly. We just have a short or something. Anyway, who cares? Let them stay out.
Wilma Flintstone, I am with you. A few more of these good deeds, and maybe they'll let me go back.
That is so cool to see, because they brought Gazoo in at this point of the series to give it a little change, a little bump up, a little different storyline. Because how many times can you slide down the dinosaur neck yelling, yabba dabba doo?
Maybe like they bring twists and turns to our shows. That was their modern thing. Everybody's into the UFO shit, and they just threw it in there.
Threw it
to
in
boost
there.
Boost ratings, keep it going.
Yeah. How would it be if a magic spaceman was landed back in the prehistoric caveman times, you know?
Oh, with a phaser, could shoot and roast a dinosaur. Could you imagine that?
So... who does the voice of Gazoo, and how old was he when he did it for those 11 episodes back in 1965?
Don't know, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
He was 38 years old, Harvey Korman.
Oh, wow.
Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Carol Burnett.
Yeah, faces voice, does a lot of voiceover work.
The one who Tim Conway would always bust up crack and everything. So here's here's Harvey Korman, who did pass away April 20th, 2004, but here he is. Talking about his role of getting the voice of being the great Gazoo.
It's the most amazing thing. We were doing some promos for the Burnett special coming up yesterday, and one of the interviewers said, "Did you ever do voiceovers?" And I said, "Yeah, I've done some." He says, "Did you ever do anything for Disney? Not Disney, Hanna-Barbera?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Did you do the Flintstones?" I mean, "Yes." "Were you the voice of the great Gazoo?" "Yes." Now, the interesting thing about, I was only about 13 of those episodes that had the Great Gazoo in it, and it was enormously popular character. As a matter of fact, some years back, I traveled for Hanna-Barbera. They had these huge conventions and seminars where collectors collect cells, and the cells with the Great Gazoo on it are worth lots of money, and... I never realized how, I still get the little guy, and people are, collectors, on eBay and stuff, and they want my autograph. And it was a very popular character, the Great Gazoo. I just made him sort of, dum-dum, very, superior and arrogant and elite. I didn't know what to do. I'm really not a very good voiceover actor. That's a special, special... a talent these people have. Like the people on The Simpsons are so brilliant.
All right, so there's Harvey Korman talking about being the voice of the great Gazoo. I want to close it with one of this other gentleman. His name's Earl Kress. He's kind of a cartoon historian. He kind of summarizes the whole thing of what the great Gazoo is and was.
Hi, I'm Earl Kress, and I want you to put on your Stone Age thinking caps. In the Flintstones, who was the Wizard of Oz? I'll give you a few seconds to think it over. How about Rip Van Zonk?
No.
No? Hocus the Pocus?
I still can't figure it out.
Dr. Puckwuck, Professor Ooh?
There you go again.
Oh, I'm sure you'll know this one. Shaggle Bexty Zinkus.
Not a chance.
No, huh? Actually, I'm just playing with you. You know who all those characters are, because those are working names for Season 6's big guest star, the Great Gazoo.
I am the Great Gazoo.
Now I'm going to mention another name that you probably won't know. Joanna Lee. No, she's not another obscure character, but she is certainly very important in the history of the Flintstones. Joanna Lee was a young actress appearing in such movies as The Brain Eaters and Ed Wood's campy classic Plan 9 from Outer Space. She also had some television roles in shows like Leave It to Beaver and The Donna Reed Show. But in order to make a living, she became a comedy writer. As far as we know, Joanna is only the second woman to write for cartoons, the first being Barbara Chain, who wrote for Crusader Rabbit and Mr. Magoo. Joanna's first Flintstone script was episode 53, Fred Strikes Out, which aired towards the end of season 2. She soon became one of the most prolific writers on the series, penning over 20 episodes, including the last episode to air, The Story of Rocky's Raiders, which is contained in this season 6 collection. The reason Joanna Lee is important to this story is that she wrote the Great Gazoo episode. We've recently uncovered her original outline, which is titled The Wizard of Og. The story is very close to the way it ended up on the screen, with the one big difference being that the little green alien was called Professor Og, who came to Bedrock from the planet Vulcan in the distant future, the year
2000 AD.
I guess 2000 is still way in the future from the Stone Age. And by the way, this outline was written a year and a half before that other famous Vulcan started trekking through the stars.
I've been here right under your nose all the time.
Knowing how TV shows are written, it's amazing how much of the outline actually made it to the finished show. Even the word Zam is in it.
Zam!
Zam?
Zam.
The other interesting thing in the outline is at the end, there are two paragraphs about Og's, or Gazoo's, personality. They obviously plan to make him a recurring character from the beginning. Here's an excerpt from that. The kids will love his magic and keep busy trying to second-guess him. Hopefully, the adults will discover that he is a mirror, reflecting life's vicissitudes, vagaries, ritual magic, and dreary reality. Simply, Og is life, brought home to our two favorite life participants, Barney and Fred. That's pretty heady stuff for a comedy show, huh? But it goes to point out that The Flintstones was indeed intended as a show for all ages. Now, before we close, we have to mention that besides the animators bringing Gazoo to life, he was brilliantly voiced by the terrific character actor Harvey Korman. Harvey said about the character, "I'm surprised they went with me. When you look at the little tyke, you'd expect he'd have some other kind of voice, not this cultivated sort of English butler's voice."
I really must get some sleep now. Night, night.
Well, personally, Harvey, I can't imagine Gazoo with any other voice than yours. So there you have the story of the Wizard of Og, or, of course, the Great Gazoo, from Zatox to the Stone Age. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back to sleep. Ta-ta!
Okay, we don't normally play videos with narration like that, but he gave a good summary of the working names, of what it was, the concept of how it was. I mean, you look back, you sit, stand back now and look at The Flintstones. It is a show of teaching and learning. Remember back in the 80s, like, and now you know, or like the end of G.I. Joe's, and learning's half the battle, or knowing's half the battle. I know I'm going to get called out on that one, but it makes me look at the Great Gazoo better and more important back when I was watching it at the time.
Getting older, learning things more. Yes. When you're a kid, you don't see that. Now you see all the details and script on how it actually made it from the drawing board or the storyboard to the typewriter to the screen, and actually held together.
Yes. Wow. So that is it for the Great Gazoo. Share the Great Gazoo with some nephews, your kids, your friends' kids. Just put it on. It's good, safe humor.
Exactly. Have a good night.